You're now listening to another episode of the Sandman Podcast. And today, I'm giving you guys a review of an old anime. Old being like 2013, okay? The spring of 2013. This is, as the title of the podcast, My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, the season one review, all right? And I just binged watched this anime, guys, and it's pretty amazing. I'm going to try to keep this as spoilery free as possible, but you know, it's 2013, it's a 2013 anime. I mean, basically 9 years old. So like, you know, I'm also not going to worry too much either, but I'm going to try to not be too specific. Because it's going to be a different type of review. I'm not going to do the same anime review that I've done previously. But you guys will see if you have listened before. But before I get started, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to the podcast. Obviously, it's been a little bit of time before me posting another one. I've had some unfortunate family stuff. You know, the passing of my grandmother. And so, you know, I've been going through a little bit of a challenging time in terms of, you know, emotionally. But that's why, you know, I wanted to watch an anime that actually, like, you know, had some good feels. But it was actually this anime, My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, is like a dark comedy kind of like it's romance, but like it's hilariously deadpan. So that's the best way I can describe it. I mean, it's subtly you know, remorseful, or not remorseful, but there's plenty of, like, you know, self-deprecating humor type thing, right? For the people who've watched, right? I'm sure if you guys watch this anime, that's why you're clicking on this. Or maybe if you're just a fan of this podcast, you're just clicking on this title to see what this is about. This is already, like, from the start, I'm going to tell you, this is a really must-watch anime for me. As a person who loves, you know, rom-coms. But anyways, let me give you guys a synopsis real fast. From the great Mal, my anime list. You guys do a great job, so shout out, you guys. Hachiman Hikigaya, aka Higi, is an apathetic high school student with narcissistic and semi-nihilistic tendencies. He firmly believes that joyful youth is nothing but a farce, and everyone who says otherwise is just lying to themselves. In a novel punishment for writing an essay mocking modern social relationships, Hiki's teacher forces him to join the Volunteer Service Club, a club that aims to extend a helping hand to any student who seeks their support in achieving their goals. With the only other club member being the beautiful ice queen, Yukinoshita, Hachiman finds himself on the front line of other people's problems, a place he never dreamed he would be. As Hachiman and Yukino use their wits to solve many students' problems, will Hachiman's rotten view of society proved to be a hindrance or a tool he can use to his advantage? All right, this anime had 13 episodes, obviously finished airing as far as the first season. April 5th, 2013, when it first released by Brains Based, the studios. It's a light novel adaptation. So you can expect some comedy, some drama, slice of life, and some romance, all themed within a school. Now, the thing that really caught me was actually literally like the first, like, monologue of the show, like the opening monologue, the first essay that Hiki reads to us. Okay, he writes this, and this is what was described in the synopsis. All right, so his essay reads: "Youth is a lie. It is evil. Those who claim to enjoy it are deluding themselves and others. They fit the events and environment around them to the youth mold as self-confirmation. They will fit any commonly held interpretations of life events to this mold in the name of youth. To them, lies, secrets, sins, and failures are but seeds of spice in their youth. Supposing such failures were an indication of youth, then one who has failed to make friends must also be at the height of his youth. But they would disagree on this point. Everyone must fit into their pre-constructed mold. To conclude, fools who enjoy this thing called youth should go and freaking die. All right, so for context and perspective, we know that in the show, Hiki is a second-year student in high school, all right? We come to find later he was in an accident where he saves a dog from being hit by a car, thus causing him to miss school, the first part of school, of his first, year in high school due to injuries, and it seemingly was a catalyst for being a loner and not being able to make friends. He's been a loner ever since, and thus we are here with the opening monologue, slash essay number one. And unfortunately for Hiki, he has been a loner and frowned upon all his life, actually. So the tragic events that occurred really didn't change any outcome for his antisocial behavior now. Okay, that's where the beauty of his mindset lies. He understands his weaknesses, and thus he loves himself and feels no change to. He feels no need to change his analysis and precognition of the world around him. And that's a beautiful thing to me. We found out later his clubmates, Yui and Yukino, were part of the accident as well. Yui was the dog's owner, and Yukino happened to be a passenger of the car that hit Hiki. All right. Hiki's realization of that situation that we find out throughout the story progression actually leads him to tell off Yui, telling her not to worry about him and be so nice to him anymore out of pity or guilt from the accident. Hiki's mindset on nice girls is hilarious. He has like a whole take on this, and basically he fears to fall for their charms because he knows when a girl is being nice, that's all they're being. Right, guys? Right? That's all. He knows that he himself can succumb to, heart racing moments and be misguided by the concept of romance where, he gets a text and now he can't sleep. That's all he's going to think about. And because of this, he's really firm in his stance to hate nice girls because he knows they truly have no interest in him because they are nice to everyone. He describes Yui as a nice girl, which hilariously enough was not in line with him calling her a bitch when they first meet in the club room. All right. That's where it hooked me. The first episode actually was one of the best first episodes I've seen in a long time. It established the cerebral nature along with the comedic antics the show exudes throughout the first season. All right. We'll talk more about Hiki later, but as far as more characters are concerned, Yukino, the other loner of this group right here, because it's Hiki and Yukino, basically the two loners of the school, but they never really hung out until, Hiki was forced to join this club by his teacher, and now they have to work together, providing help. But anyways, I'm gonna give you guys an analysis of Yukino, especially for the fans of seeing the show. You guys will probably understand where I'm coming from here, because obviously we've established Hiki as this antisocial dude, loner, hated by everyone, right? Well, maybe I didn't really discuss how he's hated yet, but it's just, I'm hoping you guys can conclude that from the synopsis, all right? I'm sorry, guys, but I will actually describe it a little bit more on Hiki's mindset later. But anyways, more on Yukino. Yukino is the de facto leader of the volunteer service club, tasked with helping fellow students fulfill their requests of any issues they may have, right? She is hardworking and intelligent, and then she's blunt and honest. which I really love about her. And you know, obviously other characters love about her too, most of the time, right? And from she comes from a rich family, having had a sister attend the academy before her, so you know, an older sister who's an alumni. Her honest opinions of situations and blunt nature make for a very deadpan, hilarious comedic ride. That's because, you know, like she'll call anyone out. She's gonna check everyone. She'll save anyone that she feels like, you know, deserves, you know, her attention. Anyone that she feels like she needs to help, she will do it. She's a good-hearted person at the end of the day. But she also can't stand being around, you know, people who are like, I guess, of lower intelligence, of lower capacity, of lower capabilities. That's what it seems like happens, you know, in the beginning of the show, right? She is honest to a fault, though, right? That everyone around her pretty much avoids her, and she's like the Ice Queen due to her cold demeanor. Yukino dislikes everyone, basically, and dislikes Hiki at the start. Hiki and Yukino chemistry is actually amazing, though. They're very fun as they try to zing each other and explain concepts of their thought processes. Oftentimes, they like appreciate each other's self-deprecating actions, which obviously leads to isolations for themselves, but seemingly they're a match made in heaven as they can talk to each other comfortably without worrying about the opinions from each other, right? And like, I guess that's, you know, where like our youth is, right? You know, how we are as youth in society, right? We either are trying to fit in and get people to like us, or you don't care about that and people don't like you and you have to deal with that experience yourself as well. And like both aspects is actually like the thing that really shines through in the show. They highlight how like both ways of living can be harmful and actually or helpful, you know? Like it's like a check and balance. You decide to have the good with the bad type thing, like, but it's, I mean, you know, we have a certain way of working things out where we're fulfilled in one way and obviously if it unfulfilled in others, and this is what the show really shows. I really enjoyed this show because of like the really deep connections they're trying to like convey that people have to experience. We're all different, right? There's people who aren't the most comfortable being around other people, and this show really highlights how we should actually work together as people, right? You might not get it from the title of this anime, but there's so many life lessons you can learn from this anime, and I actually really recommend this one for all the, you know, the younger listeners, because like, I mean, as you're trying to figure what your path in life, as I've, you know, gone through and I'm still doing, you know, there's many things where like you reflect and you learn how you should better handle situations, for a more favorable outcome in the future. And so this show actually shows how like, you know, they call back like the past memories of these students, like when, you know, before their time in high school. Mainly Hiki, where like, you know, he's gone through some stuff where it's like, you know, there's actually girls who didn't want to hold his hand for a cultural dance, for example. And then like all of a sudden, since this one girl did it, now every girl doesn't want to hold his hand, and he was the only guy dancing with a girl not holding their hands ever. All the other dudes got to do that, so he was instantly excluded. That was like an experience that he's never wanting to, you know, remember, or not even remember, but relive, right? So Hiki chooses to live his life based on, you know, avoiding that kind of thing, right? And more gearing his life towards things that he knows he can appreciate, that he can enjoy, and not worry about the opinions of others. And this is really vital to, like, everyone, right? To an extent, you want to, you care about others' opinions in the sense that you want to be a good human being, right? You don't want to be, like killing anyone. You don't want to be, you know, stealing or, you know, doing anything that could actually really, like, negatively impact someone, right? Here we go. Let's talk about Hachiman's sacrifice, okay? Because this is, like, a theme throughout the show where, you know, Hiki is, like, the, like, Dark Knight, right? He's like the Spider-Man, I guess, right? I guess Batman, I don't know. In the sense that no one's asking him to do this. And especially not the way he's doing it. But anyways, like, Hiki knows that everyone hates him anyways, right? So he is willing to save others by being ruthlessly honest and cold. Similar to Yukino, right? Thus producing an outcome he knows all too well, right? It's going to be the pain of people hating him. He has endured and weathered this pain many times, that he is accepting of it regardless of what others think. He does have a good heart despite his obvious social deficiency. Hiki is against the idea of making and experiencing youthful memories, and instead champions the thought of valuing the experience of nothing, and warrants that should have value as well. That experience should have value. It's really a somber philosophy at the end of the day, but at the same time, like, the philosophy of the show is really meta for anyone to understand themselves and the world around them to that degree, right? Value should be placed in everyone's own personal interests, because at the end of the day, you have to live your own life. You have to think your own thoughts. You have to understand the reality of things, especially as an adult, right? Like, you have to come to understand that not all your dreams are going to come true, as Hiki said. But the one thing that you could, as stated by Hiki, the one thing that you can do is appreciate the effort that you put into things that you want to do. And so that's where I really, 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 like, this was episode one when he says this, and I'm like enthralled, and that's what made me binge watch this whole anime, at least the first season. Hiki and Yukino are almost like idealists, rather, right? They're people who pave the way for their way of thinking. Because, you know, they're about, Yukino is about efficiency, you know, being honest, not lying, getting things done, you know, and then Hiki is about avoiding just awkward socialness, unnecessary, like, you know, youthful, like, hijinks. He doesn't want to be involved with people being, you know, messed up to others. He understands that, like, there's always going to be, like, a power struggle. There's always going to be, like, dynamics in a group or relationships with people that he himself isn't equipped to deal with. Obviously, he's still, like, you know, a 17-year-old kid, right? So, which would make sense. But anyways, this is the most off-handle rom-com I've seen. Season 1 is a must-watch for me. It's not much in the realm of etchiness, which is fine because, you know, I'm not a total degenerate. I binge-watched the first season in 3 hours, so it's a really easy watch. It's a beautiful slice of life. I mean, the animation's fine, music's fine, the characters are good. You may learn something about yourself with how the characters interact, and see where you fit in on the spectrum of friendly versus antisocial, right? But I think that's going to be all for me today. I give this anime season 1 of My Teen Romance Comedy Snafu a 9 out of 10, okay? It's just missed out on the 10 out of 10 because of writing style. Spoiler alert right here. The writing style where Yukino takes over and becomes like the vice chairman of the like cultural festival planning committee. It was really frustrating for me to watch because like whenever someone's like that self-deprecating where like they'll just be willing to take on all the work regardless of other people who should be doing their jobs, it really resonates to me when like there's people being taken advantage of. Obviously no one should be taken advantage of, and like especially in the workplace. And unfortunately, that's the kind of thing that happens all the time, right? There's always going to be someone that ends up taking most of the work, most of the bulk load of duties. And, you know, it's a shame. And that's why, you know, I'm trying my best to make it like to make the work I do the work I want to do. And with your help, by, you know, sharing this podcast, continuing the support and listen, it's only going to make me take one step closer to doing just that. And with that, I would like to say thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Now you're dealing with smooth operation.